Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's time now for Ask an Expert every weekday at 9:20 in the morning on KCBS. We're giving you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, with just 5 days left in the year, we're exploring the psychology of New Year's resolutions. We all have goals, well, some of us, whether it's starting one thing, stopping something else, or making other changes to better our lives. And to get us off on the right foot, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by E.J. Mazzacampo, professor of psychology at Wake Forest University, my old alum, and an expert on goal setting and self-regulation. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So, listeners, if you have a question you would like to have answered, please email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. That's askus@kcbsradio.com. All right. Why do we feel so inclined and pressured to make these life changes around the new year, just psychologically?
It's a fresh start. I mean, we experience this all the time, really, at the start of a new week, at the start of the month, when we move to a new town. It's a chance to reinvent ourselves and maybe, yeah, achieve things we weren't achieving satisfactorily before.
EJ, this is Margie Schaefer. I'm going to jump on in here, too. I wanted to ask you about what is going to help us keep those New Year's resolutions. Maybe it comes down to setting them properly. What can we do to keep them?
Sure. Well, one major challenge I've discovered in my research is we're doing a lot. We have so many goals at any given time. So when we try to pursue a new one or one that we haven't been attaining before, it's often coming in conflict with those. So when we set a New Year's resolution, it's often around something we haven't been able to achieve. And that's for a good reason. Usually, I mean, there are studies where they'll ask people to sit down and list all the little personal goals and projects they have going on at any given time. And on average, it's 15. People have like 15 different goals that they're trying to pursue. So I think one useful thing is to think about the larger context of your life, all the things you're trying to doing, and how this new goal that you're trying to achieve can fit in with all that, how you can make room for this new goal, how it can maybe complement the other goals that you have. And then it's all about, you know, making it exciting, making it important, setting a goal that is specific, that involves specific behaviors, for example.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if this is kind of age specific too, because I feel like when I was younger, I did a lot of goal setting, I did a lot of New Year's resolutions, But now, now as a baby boomer, I'm not there. I'm not there anymore. So is it age specific, generationally?
I mean, I think as you age and develop, you, I think you certainly, yeah, I think you think about your life differently. Your values change. You settle into routines too, where you maybe don't have to have as many goals around certain things that are important to you because you've maybe automatized some of those. Also, you know, during certain stages, you're taking on more things. So it's sort of harder to fit in certain kinds of goals that you might have prioritized before. So, yeah, I think those things are constantly changing. But I think a thing that doesn't change is, you know, we are always striving to do things and generally striving to do better. And so, yeah, I think it's an important topic for anybody.
What about the power of writing? Does actually putting it on paper make a difference?
Yeah, I think there are a number of things that can be valuable about that. I think it can help with specificity in terms of, you know, thinking clearly about, well, what's important to me, or how will I know I'm achieving this, or what are the steps I need to take if that's involved in the writing. It can help also to offload some of the thinking. If you put something on paper, specifically like in a Google Calendar, that helps a lot when you're not constantly having to keep these things in mind, but you have reminders set for yourself or a place where you can look at what are the things I want to be doing this week or today. That can be useful. And then also, if you're talking about just sort of reflecting on your goals or values, I mean, that helps to process. It helps you to realize, yeah, what is or isn't important, or what would be good about a goal and what you might get out of it.
Yeah. The main thing that I do as a reset is sort of dry January. Right?
Yes, that's so common.
Right? What did I hear? There's like one in three is going to do that?
I've always done it. I always do dry January.
Mm-hmm. Healthy.
That's just my one resolution that I do. And that's sort of a nice reset, too. It totally is. So. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
We have so many more questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at the clock.
You were talking about, you know, making room for the resolutions. And it seems like everything, when you make a list, we've got 15 goals that we want to achieve. How are we going to make time for all those things? How do you carve out the time? Or is it a matter of habit stacking? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, habit stacking is one option. It is possible often to combine goals. You can, you know, if it's spending more time with somebody, you can have them join you with something that you're already doing. Yeah, it can be, yeah, doing something while you're doing something else, of course. Also, yeah, I think a good practice is knowing when to quit certain goals. Sometimes it helps to give something up that you don't need anymore, and I think that's an important skill and practice.
Give me an example of that. When do you know it's time to give up?
Yeah, well, when something is not meeting your needs anymore. I mean, we're constantly changing. Talk about, you know, getting older and development. The things that we need change over time, or how much we need of something is also something that's flexible. One thing I learned is that I don't need to work out every single day to get the benefits that I'm really getting out of exercise. I can work out four times a week, and that's just as good and frees up a ton of time for other things that I might give more time to.
Yeah, it's all about kind of a personal thing. You know, I've tried and failed a lot of stuff. The only thing I can do is dry January. What's one small change that can make this year, that you can make this year to finally build some momentum going for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What are yours?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I'm an academic. I'm a writer. And I'm trying to write more. I think another useful thing is realizing even the smallest amount of progress is good and can be powerful. So for me, it's going to be just making sure I'm writing 10 minutes a day in the morning. It's for me that right now, that's a pretty small ask. So I think, yeah, anyone, whatever you're trying to pursue, I think starting small is great. And then hey, you talk about creating habits. That once you've automatized that, then you can, once that's easy, you can build it out. I think, small steps and one thing at a time around whatever, yeah, is important to you is good. For me, yeah, that's going to be writing just a little bit every morning.
So for you, that sounds like a habit. How can we turn our goals into habits?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, we're creatures of habit. We can develop habits pretty easily, and often what's helpful around that is a routine. So doing the same specific thing, maybe if you can at the same time every day in the same place with the same people. When you repeat that over and over again, then those things become cues to you where you aren't even thinking about it anymore, aren't even putting effort in. It's just, well, this is the time of day, or this is the place, or these are the people I do this with. You can create habits pretty quickly in a couple of weeks doing it that way.
Yeah. How many times do you think people have decided to do less social media, like just get off of it, right? Has that been happening more and more, just for psychological sake?
That is happening more and more. I see young people realizing that more and more, which is great. Yeah, I think, gosh, the algorithm is so strong. It's so good at knowing what we like and knowing what'll keep our attention. But yeah, there are a lot of psychological costs to being on your phone all the time in terms of what, you know, shortening your attention span and, you know, drawing social comparisons you don't need. So I think a lot of people are learning. Yeah, they're sort of, their version of dry January is getting off their phones more. I think that is great. I think there's not enough of people, you know, being bored or letting their minds wander. I think there's a lot of benefit to that. And I hope more and more people do that.
I want to let our listeners know that, you've actually authored several studies, including one called Consider It Done. Plan making can eliminate the cognitive effects of unfulfilled goals. I wanted to ask about the work that you've done about the glucose connection. Can you tell us about that? That it's, there's actual physical energy and self-control that comes into this.
Sure, yeah. So one thing that we've discovered about self-control when you're really doing things that feel effortful to you is that, it can be taxing and you can experience mental fatigue. So you can wear yourself out. This is why often it's useful to do the most effortful things for you in the morning when you have that energy. Because one thing you find is that as the day wears on, especially as you're doing effortful things, you're just more likely to give in to temptations, indulgences. I think you're talking about this paper where I found we give people a sugary lemonade and that sort of gives them this boost in energy. It's a little controversial whether it's energy or it's just experiencing something rewarding incentivizes people to then expend more effort later. But it's clear there's something around mental fatigue where that is worth managing. So, I mean, it's useful to, therefore, take care of yourself physically, get good rest, get good sleep, so you have the energy to do mentally effortful things like pursuing your goals. This is also why it's good to make things into habits, because then they become effortless. Then it doesn't take energy to do those things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, energy seems to be a big, big piece of exercising self-control.
What about AI? I don't know if there are apps out there that will keep you on track or if you would even want to use them.
Sure. I mean, AI, you know, it's useful as an organizational tool, and that's something that's good. And certainly for goal of pursuit is making plans, chopping your plans up into actionable bites. AI can help with that. I think, you know, I talked about being off of social media, being off our devices so that we can think for ourselves more, let our minds wander. I think you want to preserve also, you know, thinking for yourself. I don't think you'd want to use AI for everything or like take what AI is doing as sort of the final word. But if you use it as just a brainstorming tool, but then you put in the effort to think carefully about what's useful, about what it's giving you, I think it'd be a nice tool, a nice shortcut to certain things for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, They're on the clearance racks. They're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Earlier, we were talking about dry January, and it seems like people can maybe start something and really, really commit, but only for the first part of that year. So many people like join a gym and then they don't use it come February. How can we start and really commit to keeping it going?
Mm-hmm. Well, goals definitely need some energy behind them. So, I mean, I've talked a little bit about planning, but, you know, the best laid plans are going to be useless if you don't care deeply about the goal. So I think a good starting point is reminding yourself, why is this important? Why do I care about this? Actually, a goal will feel way less effortful if you do see it as important. If it's coming from you, if it's not something you're doing just to avoid some negative outcome, or because you feel like you ought to be doing this due to social norms or whatever, if you actually care deeply about it, you're going to be far more energized. So like, what is this doing for you? How's this align with your identity, your closely held values, your long-term goals? That's going to be useful. And also, if you make it fun for yourself, if you make it interesting or enjoyable in some way, that's going to also give you the energy and drive to go the distance. And somehow keeping that in mind is useful if you can keep in mind why this is important or make it fun for you all the time. I think that'll power you through making this something that is a habit, that is automatic, and that you might do for many months beyond, you know, this first one.
Yeah, I want to go back to something that Margie said about, you know, writing it down, journaling it. And as a writer, I love to see it in front of me. So I have a calendar in the kitchen, and
I put
something on every day about what we're doing, what's happening. And this last year, it's full of things from the year. There's a different approach to all of this. You know, some of us are visual learners, and some of us, you know, have to see it written down, or we're auditory learners. Do you have any other suggestions for how we might stick to it? Because I'm not a computer person. I don't want to be on a computer.
Right.
I want to see it in front of me.
Sure. Yeah. I love the calendar. I love a visual. Your monitoring is huge. Sometimes all you have to do is just monitor your behaviors, and that's such a big boost to self-control. Because when you see your progress, that feels so good. It's so encouraging to see like the X's on every little square in the calendar. But also, if you're not monitoring, then you don't know when you're straying from, you know, what you're trying to achieve for yourself. So like for people who are trying to save money, for example, you just tell them to check their bank account at the end of every day. Just that monitoring by itself is going to help them so much, because then, now they're just far more aware of their spending and when they're spending too much. Or someone who's trying to, you know, gain or lose weight, if they step on the scale every day, that's already going to make a big difference. So whatever it is for you, some kind of monitoring on paper, on a computer, on a calendar is certainly going to be, going to be a huge boost.
It seems like a lot of these resolutions are resolutions that are made again and again and again, you know, be they exercise, save money, you know, what have you. Is there a way, or is it productive or not, to maybe look back and say, how did I fail? Why did I fail? What went wrong? Or is it better to just, you know, implement a new habit and move forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think self-awareness, self-reflection, always useful, certainly in the goal pursuit context. Because you could discover what worked well for you, what didn't. Certainly to do the exact same thing that you did last time and it didn't work is probably not the best approach. So, thinking about, you know, how you can make more room, like I said, for a goal that didn't work before, I think is good. So, they're usually some obstacles. There's usually just, you know, life gets in the way. There are other things. There's still, you know, the other 14 goals that we have are getting in the way. So, any reflection and maneuvers around fitting that in with everything else we've got going on, I think is going to be a huge help.
That's funny. So I come from a family of people that did not make goals. We just sort of let the world take us where we were going. So
cool.
What suggestions would you give to a person like me who doesn't set goals or make resolutions for moving forward to implement any new good, positive thing?
Yeah, I think there are definitely some goal-resistant people out there. I think whether we think of them as goals or not, we're all pursuing things that we want for ourselves. And if you sort of define goals loosely, we're all pursuing them in some fashion or another. And I think, at the turn of the new year, as we're, feeling this fresh start, I think any piece of this is useful, thinking about what you care about, what you want out of the new year. Something's going to happen that's going to look like a goal. You're going to shift your behaviors a little bit, put more of yourself into one thing or another. And that reflection, that thinking about who you want to be, how you can be a better person, what you can be monitoring more, I think any pieces of self-regulation like those that are in there are going to be, they're going to be good for all of us.
Well, this was really enlightening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah, my pleasure.
And Happy New Year. That's E.J. Masacampo. He's professor of psychology at Wake Forest University and an expert on goal setting and self-regulation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.